Saan po ba unang naibigay ang pangakong ito? Ang promise na ito, or propesya kung tatawagin natin, ay naibigay sa unang tao. In Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created the sun, the moon, and the stars. He created the mountains and the oceans, the fishes, the beasts of the field, and the birds. But on the sixth day, He created man according to His image and likeness. And God blessed them, and He gave them the dominion over all things that move on the earth. At sa Genesis 2 naman po, we see that the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." And God created the woman to be companion for Adam, the flesh of his flesh and the bones of his bones. Then we go to the passage sa Genesis chapter 3. Kung kayo po ay nagsusulat ngayong hapon, ang main point po natin is, in Adam's fall, all have sinned. And in God's promised Son, all should hope. Uulitin ko po. In Adam's fall, all have sinned. In God's promised Son, all should hope. At dito sa main point, meron po tayong mga tatlong observation. Una po is the fall, o ang pagkasadlak sa kasalanan, verses 1 to 13. Ang sumunod pong point ay God's judgment and the promise, verse 14 to 19. Ang huling point po natin is God's mercy, verse 20 to 24. Point number one, the fall or ang pagkasadlak sa kasalanan. Makikita po natin na meron bagong character sa garden o hardin na ginawa ng Panginoon. Sabi po sa verse 1, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God has made." Sino po ba ang serpent na to? Though the passage give little information about the serpent, but it was mentioned that he was more crafty than any other beast of the field. The narrator's description of its being crafty or deceitful inform the readers na ito po ay isang threat sa creation ng Panginoon. We also read na it is capable of speech. Makikita po natin yan, which he uses to communicate to the woman. At ito nga po, meron pong conversation that took place in the garden between the serpent and the woman. Ito po ang unang eksena sa ating passage. Di po sinabi kung saan galing ang serpent, but it was mentioned that it was one of the beasts that God has created sa eksena na to. And we will see na siya po ay kakausapin niya ang babae. And he said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die. For God knows when you eat of this, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" Meron po tayong mga ilang observations sa eksena na to. Una, bakit hindi po nagulat ang babae na nagsasalita yung ahas? Then pangalawa, nasan po si Adan? Di ba po dapat kasama niya si Eva? Pangatlo, mukhang tama naman po ang sinabi ng babae sa serpent. Alam ng babae ang pinag-uutos ng Panginoon sa kanila. Hindi po ignorante o mangmang ang babae. She is aware of the law. Ano po ba ang command sa kanila? Sabi po sa Genesis 2 chapter 16 verse 17. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Mukhang nasupalpal ni Eva ang serpent. Ngunit hindi po nagpatalo ang ahas at sa kanyang hangaring manlilang o mag-deceive, sinamantala niya ito ang pagiging bukas ng babae na makapag-usap sa kanya. He uses this opportunity to openly entice o tuksuin ang babae sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pananalita. He openly challenged their belief about God. At hindi lang yun. He openly twisted God's word. God is not someone good, as you know. Look, God is withholding something good from you. Meron siyang ayaw na ibigay sa inyo. You will not surely die. Alam ng Diyos na kapag kakain kayo nito, ang mga mata nyo ay mabubuksan at magiging parang Diyos kayo. Friends, makikita natin na kung gaano kasama ang ginagawa ng serpent dito. He is also a created being, yet he dares to challenge God the Creator. Ironically, the serpent's remark is that Adam and Eve, unlike him, they are already made in the image of God, and that they have the authority to exercise over the beasts of the field, including the serpent. Friends, wag po tayong makipaglaro sa tukso. Paano ba natin nilalabanan ang tukso? Do we struggle with it? Or hinahayaan lang natin na tayo ay matukso? Ang temptation can come in many forms and many ways, at pwede tayong matukso kahit saan. Pwede sa bahay. If you're alone at malakas ang signal ng Wi-Fi, and you are tempted to click that link that will lead you to that inappropriate website. Or kaya naman sa mga mag-asawa, if the other spouse is not given the right attention, you are tempted to look for someone else's attention. Or maybe sa opisina, you are tempted to cheat sa iyong oras. Sa mga kabataan naman, you are tempted to answer back sa inyong mga family, sa inyong mga parents kapag kayo ay pinagsasabihan nila. Or maybe, tayo mismo ang pwedeng pagmula ng tukso. How do you talk to the other person of the opposite sex? Do you use words na malalambing na dapat sana ay sa asawa mo lang sinasabi? How do we fight it? Well, if yan ay nasa isip mo, say no. Remind natin ang ating mga sarili about God's word. We should pray. Pray to God na isustain tayo sa mga oras na tayo ay natutukso. Make yourself busy by reading more about God and His promises in Scripture until yung thought na ito ay mawala. Join Bible studies na malapit sa inyong community. Kaya kung kayo po ay bago sa aming church, you are welcome sa mga community groups na malapit po sa inyo. Again, make yourself busy. And after that, itulog nyo po. Rest. And if wala pa rin po, seek a Christian friend who can help you and pray with you during these times of struggles. Mas mainam na agapan po ito kaagad bago tayo bumigay sa tukso. Temptation is not a sin. But once you entertain it in your mind or act upon it or took action sa temptation, ito na po yung kasalanan. Which is, ito po yung nangyari sa susunod na eksena natin. Verse 6 and 7. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree is to be desired to make one wise, She took of its fruit and ate. And she gave some to his husband who was with her and ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sew fig leaves together and made themselves loincloth. Right after Adam ate some of the fruit, their eyes were open. Both of them became violators of God's law. Nakita ba natin ang pag-transition ng temptation papunta sa kasalanan? Eve saw, she took, and she ate. She saw the tree, and she meditated the value of the fruit, and she decided in her heart that this fruit will make me wise. So sinunod niya ang kanyang kalooban, and she took of the fruit and ate. Kanina we read na si Eva ay alam niya ang majority ng utos ng Diyos sa kanila. But the fact na meron siyang idinagdag sa utos sa kanila ng Diyos, mas lalong napalala ang sitwasyon. Since noong kinuha niya ang prutas at hindi siya namatay, posible kaya na mas lalong napagtibay ang sinabi ng serpent sa kanila na hindi sila mamamatay? She ate and gave some to her husband. At gayon din po, alam na natin kung nasan ngayon si Adam. She was with her. Ano pong ginagawa ni Adam? Parang nagtitext po ba siya na hindi po siya maistorbo? The decision of the woman and the man to take and eat of the fruit clearly indicates na pinagsawalang bahala nila ang kautusan ng Diyos. At nang kumain si Adan ng prutas na binigay ni Eva, he willfully rebelled against God. The fact na naroon siya nakasama ni Eva at that time, Adam failed to carry out the God-given responsibility to guard and keep the garden and his wife. This situation could have been avoided if only Adam have intervened. Men, are we active sa ating mga God-given responsibilities? Sa ating family, are we leading our family ayon sa kalooban ng Panginoon? Are we actively involved in the decision-making sa loob ng family? Or pinapasa na lang natin ito sa ating mga asawa? Are we involved in taking good care ng ating mga misis? How about our kids? Are we involved in their lives? Kung wala dito ang family mo, do you find time to communicate with them? God gave us this opportunity to image Him. The responsibility to love and care for our family even na malayo sila sa atin. We see also that they knew that they were naked and covered their bodies with loincloth made from fig leaves. Their innocence before the fall was replaced by shame. Tignan po natin ang verse 8 to 13. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Lumapit po ang Diyos sa kanila ng malumanay at hindi pagalit. He came walking in the cool of the day and started summoning Adam. At imbes na lumapit sila sa Diyos upang humingi ng kapatawaran, ay tinaguan pa nila ang Panginoon. At dahil sa kanilang nagawang paglabag sa utos ng Diyos, they are afraid to come to God. We see God asking them some series of questions. Hindi po nangangahulugan na hindi alam ng Diyos ang kanilang ginawang mga pagkakamali. It is a way for them to explain kung ano ang ginawa nila sa harapan ng Panginoon. And when God confronted them again with His law, they understood ang kanilang pagkakamali. Pero, did Adam started to confess his sin against God? Did he ask for forgiveness? Did he express sorrow and hatred over sin? Di ba po hindi? He started blaming Eve for the outcome of his actions. And Eve did the same thing. She blamed the serpent, thinking na ito ay mag-aakwit sa kanyang mga kasalanan. Napansin niyo po ba ang paglala ng kasalanan? First, they hid from God's presence, afraid to be confronted by God. Second, when God confronted them, they started to pass the blame to one another. Ang progression ng kasalanan ay nagsimula sa akala natin na maliit na kasalanan. Eventually, kapag ito ay inalagaan, it will lead to another sin and to another sin until you are consumed of it at parang normal na ang pagkakasala sa atin. Adultery may come from small talks na kapag hindi binantayan, it will lead to broken marriages. Lustful thoughts na kapag hindi mo pinaglabanan, it would lead to fornication. Or small misunderstanding can cause anger or galit na kapag hinayaan lang, it might lead to verbal and physical harming of someone. In our passage, we see that they are blaming one another. But indirectly, both of them are blaming God. Nakita po ba ninyo? They are shifting the responsibility sa Panginoon. God, this is your fault. Lilikha mo ang babae to be with me. God, this is your fault. You have created the serpent that deceived me. They are justifying their own actions before the Lord. Mga kaibigan, hindi po ba totoo din to sa atin? Kapag na nahuli tayo ng may nakagawa ng kasalanan, we have this tendency to shift blame to someone else. It could be our spouse. Pinagbubuntungan natin ng galit pag nahuli tayo may kasalanan. Or it could be our children. Or it could be ang mga kaibigan natin or mga colleagues. Or maybe you tend to blame your situation. And it ultimately, you blame God. Sin is active and not a passive thing. It involves our will, and it is our very nature. It is actively engaging in rebellion with God. Sin did not originate from God, for God cannot desire to commit sin. He is sovereign over all things, including sin, and He is the giver of all good gifts. And hindi po siya ang source ng kasalanan. Sin fundamentally originates from unbelief. Ang nais na iparating ng serpent kay Eve ay, do you truly believe God?
Naniniwala ka ba sa kanyang mga sinasabi?
Eve knew the law, so hindi po ito issue ng ignorance o kawalan ng alam. It is not a knowledge issue, but a faith issue. Sin is rooted in unbelief that we do not believe God. That we are better than God. And God is not sufficient to us. There is no part of us that is not touched by sin. Our thoughts, motives, feelings, affections, at ito po ay evident sa atin. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21 says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalry, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this." We inherited sin through Adam, and therefore we are legally guilty and condemned before God. We are expert pagdating sa kasalanan, that we treat it like water, na para lang natin itong iniinom. Adam should have not been too relaxed in his responsibility of protecting his wife, and especially he should have been active in following God's command and should have killed the serpent at that time. The passage says he was with her. They cannot undo what they have just done. So the relationship that they have enjoyed with God ay nasira ng tuluyan. Liba na lang kung may gagawin ang Diyos. And because of man's rebellion, God judged the man. Ito po ang ating second point. God's judgment and the promise, verse 14 to 19. In these verses, we see how God judges rebellion. Since God is holy and just, He cannot and will not tolerate sin. Basahin po natin ang verses 14 to 19. "The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and thus you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.' To the woman he said, 'I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you.' And to Adam he said, 'Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For your dust and to dust you shall return.'" First, God judges the serpent by cursing him above all livestock, above all the beasts of the field. Hindi po sinabi ng Bible kung meron nga mga paa ang serpent. At that time, God curses him, or dahil sa curse ng Panginoon ay nawala ang mga paa nito, or siya po ay gumapang na lamang. Hindi po natin alam, but sabi ng kanina sa binasa natin, he was crafty, but now he's cursed above all the animals. And God said, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, And between her offspring and your offspring, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
Ano po bang ibig sabihin nito? Babalikan po natin ito mamaya.
So in verse 16, makikita po natin ang judgment ng Panginoon kay Eve. The main struggle of Eve was to dominate Adam. For the woman, there will be increased pain in childbearing and the desire to compete for leadership in their marriage. There will be a struggle in the male headship ng family, but the man will rule over her. Ang original na plano ng Panginoon para kina Adam at Eve ay magkaroon sila ng complementary relationship or isang relationship na harmonious and perfect in unity. Na ang pangunahing leadership ay magmumula kay Adam. Ngunit dahil sa nangyari, naapektuhan ng kasalanan ang planong ito ng Panginoon. Si Eva ngayon ay magkakaroon ng masamang hangarin o desire to oppose Adam sa pangunguna bilang leader ng tahanan. At si Adam naman ay magkakaroon ng sinful desire to rule over sa kanyang asawa because the woman is trying to lead. At ang response ng lalaki is either passive or aggressive. Kaya po ang isa sa mga epekto ng rebellion nila sa Panginoon ay ang pagkakaroon ng ongoing conflict between husband and the wife for leadership. Trust issues between the husband and the wife. Minsan, nananakit ang asawa or vice versa. Kung sino man po ang dominante sa dalawa. Either physically or verbally. Or sometimes, they tend na maliitin ang bawat isa. They tend to maliitin ang pagkatao ng lalaki or pagkatao ng babae. And sometimes, pinapamuka ang pagkakamali ng bawat isa. Kung kayo man po ay nasa ganitong klaseng relationship or going through the struggle sa buhay ninyong mag-asawa, we are so sorry to hear that. We urge you na to seek help. We urge you to find godly counsel. Talk to someone, godly person dito sa loob ng church. Or maybe approach our pastor, si Pastor Alvin. Ultimately, please seek reconciliation. In verse 17 to 19 naman, makikita naman natin na ang sumpa kay Adam. It involves the relationship of him and the ground from where he was taken. At dahil sinaway niya ang utos ng Diyos sa kanila, not to eat the fruit that is prohibited of him, he will struggle to eat in the future. Base sa dami ng makakain sa garden, itong judgment sa kanya reflects God's disfavor kay Adam. Adam will no longer enjoy the garden's abundance, but he will have to work the ground where he was taken. Ang parusa po ay hindi ang pagtatrabaho. Ang parusa dito ay ang paghihirap, pasakit, at pagkadismaya sa pagtatrabaho. Also, nasira din ang harmonious relationship between human and nature. That is why meron po tayong mga natural disasters, gaya ng lindol, bagyo, baha or mga tsunami, or mga tagtuyot or El Nino. And also, ang katawan ng tao ay babalik sa lupa, which means that death will be present.
man's body will continue to deteriorate. Maybe dahil sa karamdaman or dahil sa katandaan. The effects of Adam and Eve's sin had immediately taken effect. Sin has affected every part of their humanity, and so was creation. At lahat ng mga tao na manggagaling sa lahi nila, which is tayo po yun, ang buong sangkatauhan. We are all affected by sin and therefore are under the judgment of God. We are all rebellious and we all wanted to listen to our own desires at hindi sa Panginoon. We wanted to be gods of ourselves. What was the promise given to Adam and Eve? What was the hope given to us? Balikan po natin ngayon yung sa verse 15. So verse 15 could be understood as the ultimate defeat of the serpent by the future descendant of the woman. Sa pagkakalarawan ng scripture ng pagkatalo ng serpent, which implies that the serpent will be bruised in the head, which is more serious than Eve's offspring, which he will be bruised by the heel. It fits well sa words at context natin. Dahil sa kakayanan ng serpent na magsalita at sa mga pangangatwiran nito, we can view him in a way na gaya po na sinabi ni Apostle John sa Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth and his angels were thrown down with him. Ngayon, sino naman po ang tinutukoy ng offspring ng babae? At ano ang kanyang gagawin? This verse, ito po ay patungkol sa unang announcement po ng good news or the gospel. In God's wisdom and divine sovereignty, God promised an offspring from the woman who will bruise the head of the serpent. And this promise was fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. After the fall, maaring wala na dapat na Genesis chapter 3 verse 14. It could have been God destroyed heaven and earth, and still he will be holy, just and righteous. But God, in His infinite wisdom, bago pa man likain ang mundo, provided the way upang iligtas ang tao sa kanyang pagkakasala under the wrath of God. Jesus Christ, who is the promised Messiah, the offspring of the woman, step into creation, live a perfect life, obedient to the Father, went to the cross and took the punishment for the sins of his people and died a death he did not deserve. And on the third day, he rose from the grave, sat down at the right hand of the Father. And by this, God has fulfilled his promise through Jesus Christ, by his death and resurrection, defeated sin, death, and that ancient serpent, Satan, reversing the effects of sin. Tayo po ngayon ay magsisi at tumalikod sa ating mga kasalanan. We should repent of our sins and put our faith and trust into the Lord Jesus Christ. This Jesus, the serpent crusher, will come again to set all things in order. At ang mga mananampalataya sa Kanya will enjoy an everlasting fellowship with the Father, with bodies that are free from corruption of sin, in the new heaven and in the new earth. Friends, repent and believe the gospel. Point three and last, God's mercy, verse 20 to 24. The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us in knowing good and evil. Now lest he reach out his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherub and the flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Before God drove them out sa garden, we see a glimpse of hope sa mag-asawa. Adam named his wife Eve, which means life giver or living, meaning that life will continue, but it won't be the same as before. There will be hardships, pain and suffering, and even death. And God, in his kindness, replaced their loincloths made from fig leaves with garments of skins covering up their body. And in God's mercy and grace, he prevented them na pumitas pa sa bunga ng tree of life. Bakit? So that they will not live in their sinful conditions forever. And God drove the man out of the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. Adam and Eve and the rest of his people in the Old Testament were looking forward in anticipation for this day, that God will fulfill his promise. And we look back for that day that God had fulfilled his promise in the person of Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. And we look forward in hoping for the promise of his return. Church, resist temptation. Fight sin together. Consider the horrible effects of the fall, so that our hearts will be gripped for the coming of the Messiah. In Adam's fall, all have sinned. And in God's promised Son, we all have hope.